An Egyptian prosecutor has accused two Canadian men of having ties to the video. Both deny any involvement and fear their lives are in danger. As Natalie Collada reports, at least one of them has sought police protection.
Nader Fazi walked into this Toronto police station hoping to find some protection.
I think about there is no safety at all. When this fatwa is published, anyone can come to kill me or my kids, or even my family in Egypt.
Last week, Fazi got a call from his family in Egypt. They told him his name had appeared in Egyptian media along with another Canadian, Jacques Atala. Both are alleged to be involved in the controversial video, The Innocence of Muslims. Fazi denies he has any connection to the video.
There is no evidence because I never saw more than 4 minutes only from this movie.
They are putting my name falsely, framing me falsely of participating in this movie against Muslims.
The video has ignited violent protests around the world. In Benghazi, the U.S. ambassador was killed.
Shame, shame, USA!
Shame, shame, USA!
Today, protests reached Toronto, peaceful this time. Activists here say they're appalled by the video as well, but insist violence isn't the answer.